The holidays are all about sharing with family. Meals, couches, stories, grandma's secret pecan pie recipe. And now, you can also share a cart with Instacart's family carts. Everyone can add what they want to one group cart from wherever they are. So you don't have to go from room to room to find out who wants cranberry sauce, or who should get mini marshmallows for the yams, or collecting votes for sugar cookies versus shortbread. Just share a cart and then share the meals and the moments. Download the Instacart app and get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes. Plus, enjoy free delivery on your first three orders. Service fees and terms apply.
I'm Jenna Fisher.
And I'm Angela Kinsey.
And together we have the podcast Office Ladies.
Just because we finished rewatching The Office does not mean we're going anywhere.
Every Wednesday, we'll be sharing even more exclusive stories from The Office and our friendship with brand new guests. Plus, you can revisit all the Office Ladies rewatch episodes every Monday with new bonus tidbits before every episode.
So follow and listen to Office Ladies on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Back here, Mike DiTillo, along with Steve Geller, Cullen Steele. For my triple option, we're going to go to our Oakwood Heart Jewelers talking text line. I'll take Rob in Tarrytown. Rob, you my triple option. Give me the question, babe.
Question and a comment.
Okay.
Mike, how y'all doing this evening?
Great. Thank you, Rob.
The caller earlier, I think his name was Quinn. He mentioned the three linebackers. Alexander Vonnie, Zach Vaughn, and...
Caden Ellis.
Who drafted those three linebackers?
The Saints did.
I know. Under Sean Payton or under Dennis Allen?
Oh, no. All under Sean. All under Coach Payton.
All under Sean. And... it appears everything that Dennis Allen did once he got the position, he tried to put his own thumbprint on the team. And he let some players go that shouldn't have been let go, in a lot of fans' opinions. Now, Alexander Lonnie had injury issues.
Yes, he did.
Marshawn Lattimore had injury issues.
Yes, he did.
Okay, my point is, he tried to put too much of a thumbprint on the team, letting everybody know that it was his team. It wasn't Sean Payton's draft picks anymore. And I think
Angelo only left before Dennis took over, though.
Yeah, Alex, I think left the same year that Coach Allen took over, if my memory's right on that. And then Zach Vaughn, he was here with Dennis Allen in that deal, and so was Caden Ellis. My thing is, sometimes it was baffling how they were used. But Roberts, it's certainly something to think about, what you bring up. You know, everybody wants to put their own stamp on a defense. And you know, with Anzalone, that I could understand. Because, man, I went back and doing the draft stuff with him. Hmm. He was hurt in high school. He was hurt a lot at Florida. He was hurt a lot with the Saints. He goes to Detroit, and he's healthy. I mean, you don't see that happen a lot. He was a good football player here. He really was. Just couldn't keep him healthy. And I thought the fit was bad with Zach. They moved him all over. And with Caden Ellis, I knew once he got those sacks late in that final year, man, he was going to cash out. So, great comments, Rob. We appreciate it. Steve?
Guys, I'm going to be looking at the Cleveland Browns organization, a big mess over there. And general manager Andrew Berry just recently was noncommittal when he was asked about Deshaun Watson standing with the franchise as the quarterback continues to struggle before he sustained that season-ending Achilles tendon tear in Week 7. Before the injury, Watson posted the lowest total QBR of any qualified passer in the NFL. The Browns were 1-5 in Watson's 6 starts before the injury, and he didn't reach 20 points in any of those games. Since trading for him, the Browns' 3 first-round picks and giving Watson a fully guaranteed $230 million contract, he started 19 games with each of them, the last of the 2 seasons, and both have ended in injuries. Since making his debut in Cleveland, Watson's got a 33.8 total QBR. That ranks 32 out of 33 qualifying passers. The only one lower, Carolina's Bryce Young.
Man, I can't remember, Steve, another guy that's fallen from grace as a football player.
Right.
Now, again, the off-the-field issues are another thing. But you talk about talent. Everybody told you the same thing.
He looked top tier in Houston.
He looked like one of the best. And he carried the Texans on his back, so to speak, team-wise. And then to fall like he did, Now, was the off-the-field stuff part of it? Was injuries part of it? Combination?
Right.
But, man, you got to go back. I remember Dwayne Thomas with the Cowboys. He was a great back for them. But, you know, he had – and he admitted he had drug issues. And he fell off the cliff. They tried to trade him to the Chargers. And he didn't do nothing there. He ended up with the then Washington Redskins. But, man, you talk about a slide down. Mm. Very few guys at that level. When you can't pinpoint it exactly on injuries. Cullen?
I'm going to keep it with the NFL. The Chiefs, after their Monday night performance, I was looking at something that I saw that came across my X feed from Bill Barnwell over at ESPN. The Chiefs' passing EPA per down ranks. First, they are 22nd in the league. On second down, they are 19th. And then on third down, they are first. Hmm. And the difference between the second best team in EPA per passing on third down, the difference between the first and that team is larger than the difference between the second-place team and the 11th-place team. They have such a lead. It just goes to show Mahomes is undisputed one of the best all times on third down.
Man.
And you saw that throw he had to Hopkins? That's it.
That dude, I don't want him with the ball in his hands at the end of a game.
The third and anything?
You saw Baker Mayfield knew. It was like, flip it. It was like, oh,
okay,
man.
Baker's reaction was my reaction.
Right.
What?
It's over.
Oh, man, you got to be kidding me.
I want to say a stat I saw also is like the last like seven times Mahomes has been in an overtime game, six of them he's won the coin toss, and the one he didn't was last year's Super Bowl, which they won anyway.
Wow.
Man. Keep a good look on that. You're not going to see a lot of guys play football at that level. I mean, you know, he is a man a cut above, and he's. I've made this comment. He reminds me of Pete Maravich with a football. You know, man, Pete
like
could
that.
Do all kind of stuff with a basketball that was way before his time. But that's what Mahomes reminds me of. That he is the football version of Maravich. Now, Pete didn't win anything. Patrick's winning everything. And, man, what a combination. Him along with Andy Reid. You couldn't ask for a nicer dude. Man, Andy's one of the great guys in this business. Steve, I'm sorry that your team let him loose. But
kicked him to the curb.
I'm Jenna Fisher.
And I'm Angela Kinsey.
And together we have the podcast Office Ladies.
Just because we finished rewatching The Office does not mean we're going anywhere.
Every Wednesday, we'll be sharing even more exclusive stories from The Office and our friendship with brand new guests. Plus, you can revisit all the Office Ladies rewatch episodes every Monday with new bonus tidbits before every episode.
So follow and listen to Office Ladies on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.